evangelistic sermon on this. All right, let's look at the 19th chapter real quick here. We have a similar thought in the 19th chapter. We have two sections in this. Verses 2 through 9 is the first one, and this is pertaining to their mother, a lioness. Then in verse 10, we see their mother as a vine. So he said, "Moreover, take thou a lamentation." Now, a lamentation is a psalm of grief. You might study the book of Lamentations, but they departed from God, and so there was grief among them. The thought also is to demonstrate grief by beating the breast, is in this word lamentation. But it told to take up a lamentation for the princes of Israel and say, "What is thy mother?" A lioness. Ask a question and answers the question. So we said before that their mother was of Canaan. Now we see that their mother, a lioness. And she laid down among the lions. She nourished her whelp among a young lion. And she brought up one of her whelps. And it became a young lion, and it learned to catch the prey and devour it. And the nation also heard of him, and he was taken in their pit, and they brought him with chains into the land of Egypt. Now this is Jehoahaz. This lioness, you see, is Judah, as we had before. Remember in Genesis 49, Judah is called a lion. And if you remember the false prophet in Numbers 24. All right, let's go over Numbers 24. I didn't want to take the time, but verse 14 is the one I want. Anyway, Balaam, son of Peor, yes, he called Judah a lion, a crouching lion, a great lion there. But I just wanted us to see that we're talking about Judah, and Balaam called Judah a lion, and also Jacob, in the 49th chapter of Genesis, verse 9. So we can see that we're talking, and the lion, the whelps, is the kings of Judah. And we mentioned a while ago, Josiah, he was one of the good ones, good whelps. But then later on, they got bigger and bigger. And the nations heard of this one particular lion, young lion, and they took Jehoahaz and brought him in chains into the land of Egypt. And we just read about all that a while ago. Now when she saw that she had waited and her hope was lost, she took another of her whelps, made a young lion, and he went down among the lions, and he became a young lion and learned to catch prey and devoured men. And he knew their desolate places, and he laid waste their cities, and the land was desolate, fulfilled thereof by the noise of his roaring. And the nations set against him, and on every side from the providence, you see, we read all of this. There, all these nations came up against Judah, and they put him in chains and brought him into the king of Babylon. Now see, this is Eliakim, or Jehoiakim, that was taken into Babylon, that his voice should no more heard in the mountain of Israel. So this was just a parable or a lament concerning what was going to happen. And all of this did happen at the fall of Jerusalem. Now in the 10th verse, we have their mother is like a vine in the blood planted by the water. In chapter 15, notice we saw a similar parable concerning the vine, and I'm not going to go into that again. You can look at it, study it for yourself again. But she was fruitful and all full of branches by reason of many waters. And this is, you see, that's the way Judah was, wasn't it? God blessed them, and they became very fruitful. She had strong rods for scepter of them that bear rule, and all her kings rule the nations well. Edom, Moab, all of those were brought in under subjection to Jerusalem, and she ruled with a rod of iron, and all of them brought tribute and everything to them. Verse 12, we have a little but she was plucked up in fury and cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried up her fruit. Now the east wind here is Babylon. We see this in Hosea 13:15. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. Now this is the northern countries that will come down against, in this case, Samaria, but this east wind is a wind that brings desolation, and this is what these northern nations did when they come down against Israel. And so she was broken off, the east wind dried up her fruit, her strong rods were broken and withered, and fire consumed them. And now she is planted in the wilderness. She's taken into captivity in a dry and thirsty land. And the fire is gone out of her rod and her branches, and hath devoured much fruit, so that she hath no strong rod to be a scepter to rule. And so, because of her disobedience to God, all of her rule was taken away from her and given to another. And so this is a lamentation, and shall be for a lamentation.